Chickering and Gamson, in 1987, published a summary of research into improved student performance, exam results, final scores, reduced drop and fail. They identified 7 factors which impacted positively: high levels of tutor-student contact, high levels of student-student contact, encouraging active learning, emphasizing time on task, giving prompt feedback, having and communicating high expectations, and respecting diverse talents. I try to work these into every course or activity I design. One outcome of following these principles is a focus on facilitated group work, student-student contact, active learning, time on task. And while group work does correlate with higher performance, it also correlates with lower student satisfaction. They do well, but they hate it. Distributed collaboration has several dimensions. In one sense, it's just group work in a distance learning environment. This can be seen in the world of work through projects of the sort that are being developed and trialed by FX PAL, the famous Palo Alto Research Laboratory. And it can also be seen in the flash mobs used in mobile gaming, social change activism, and even social disturbance. The Arab Spring movement can be seen as an example of wide-scale distributed collaboration, and the London and other city riots last summer had a collaborative social media element to them. So when it comes to extending your online course, it does seem to me that distributed collaboration has to be a focus. Whether working in global corporations or against global corporations, our students should be versed in these practices. One of the key tools for distributed collaboration is the mixed reality environment. At its simplest, this is the virtual classroom or conference room such as we have been using on this course. Second Life was widely popular for a period and provided a reasonably democratic space for building simulations, some of which were used for mixed reality collaboration. But as I have alluded to several times, these forms of collaboration privilege those who are able to attend the synchronous events. Collaboration may be asynchronous, but eventually we have to come together, and if you're not there, you're in danger of being left out. This happened last Friday when we were forming groups for the tasks that will occupy us for the next 2 weeks. And one of my tasks as a tutor will be to help and encourage those who are not able to attend to participate fully in the distributed collaborative experience.